This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When three former Planned Parenthood employees testified Tuesday before the Delaware Senate, they told lawmakers that the abortion giant frequently put women's health and lives at risk. They told of one abortionist who did dangerous after-hours abortions by himself without any support staff, of important tasks assigned to unqualified personnel, and numerous other abuses. With the nation's presidential signature, Ireland is about to make abortions legal when a woman can convince others she is suicidal, even though Ireland is overwhelmingly opposed to abortion. Incidentally, abortion itself is shown to increase suicide risk for women. Ken Cuccinelli, running for governor of Virginia, is drawing heat from Planned Parenthood. Cecile Richards says the abortion business's number one goal this year is to defeat the pro-life candidate in Virginia. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. In other news, a federal judge in Indianapolis has shut down Indiana's law that would have defunded abortions. Another baby that should not survive has been alive nearly 4 months and has become a big hit on Facebook, and the call is out for groups to join the 40 Days for Life campaign starting September 25th, 40daysforlife.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.